It is the review after Liverpool 5, West Ham 1 with Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And Sean, we've looked at the approaches and the selections of both, and I think it's fair to say that the selections of both plays better for Liverpool as it does for West Ham. And I think that's particularly true around the fact that West Ham choose their solidity, if you like, in Suchek and Alvarez in the middle of the park. That's where they choose to put it. And also Bowen for somebody who can take a chance, and he goes on too. But I think Liverpool's shape with two fullbacks playing as fullbacks in the way they do, the way in which they build up, the fact that West Ham are not as physically imposed as they can be. It's interesting that there's more aerial duels won by Liverpool in the game. I think all of that allows Liverpool to just basically hit West Ham where they are at their strongest on the pitch and then exploit them where they're weak in other areas, I think.
Who thought David Moyes would turn up as Father Christmas, like bearing gifts? In all seriousness, I've got some sympathy here in that we talked on the last show about Jurgen Klopp respecting the Man United fixture. My God, if there's someone who respects coming to Anfield and how bad a place it is to come, it's in it. And I think that with their run of fixtures, not just this year, but over the last couple of years, with the illness in the squad, they have three ruled out on the day. I think Cresswell had been ill just before, makes the bench. I also think Man United has got bright flashing lights on it for the benefit of West Ham United Football Club, but also for David Moyes. He's only human, and there's got to be something in you wanting to turn them over, having been a former manager, just like a player going back. But putting his emotions to one side, it's massive for West Ham if they can get the 3 points against Manchester United. It's not a huge, other than the fatigue issue, they could be looking at seriously finishing above Manchester United. And Moyes is in the last year of his deal as well. And I think he thinks, I could turn up to Liverpool with my best side and still get whooped. And I think there's a thing where I think in football, people are probably respecting Liverpool's performances and this squad much more than possibly the mainstream media. And I think many people are focusing on, and rightly, what goes on in the final 20 yards of the pitch against Manchester United. But Jurgen Klopp in particular will be focusing a lot more on what's going on between both boxes and the all-round performance and what they're looking to bring.